Hare Krishna. Don't abandon the very differences that make you essential. Today's culture often focuses on glamorizing certain professions. So, for example, say a doctor or engineer is a glamorized career in India, and everyone tries to most young students aspire to choose this glamorized career because it is glamorized, because it is like lucrative, whatever. And then certain careers require certain kinds of mindset, certain kinds of disposition, certain set of interests, certain talents. And then when everyone tries to chase a particular kind of career, then everyone tries to develop those set of talent, those set of interests, that kind of disposition. And this leads to two kinds of consequences. One is that those particular professions become overcrowded, and then that leads to unhealthy competition over there. And also other professions get neglected. And then if we have talents in other professions, and if we don't utilize those talents, then quite often, say, if somebody is meant to be a good artist or a good writer, and they try to become an engineer or a doctor, and then the very differences that they had from engineers and doctors, which made them essential, that means that the very differences are, they have different natures, and when they take those differences and they dissolve those differences, then they try to, they cannot actually dissolve the differences entirely, but when they try to minimize or eliminate those differences, then those very differences made them essential. They have artists, writers, they also have a very important role to play in society. And if they downplay their specific talents, their difference from others who may be glamorized, then they make themselves non-essential. Our differences often make us essential, and denying them is self-destructive. It could well be suicidal. So this can also happen with among the genders. Now, women have special abilities for nurturing and caring that men just don't have. And when women, by pursuing a particular definition of success where they try to become copycats of men, then the very differences from men that make them is essential in society, they try to dissolve them, then they actually make themselves dissatisfied, and they leave a gaping hole in society where the next generation is deprived of the nurture of motherhood. So this means that rather than eliminating our differences because of a particular definition of success, which is externally imposed by society, we can cherish our individuality and find out how best we can make contributions in our life. Pointing to this individual nature and the need to hold on to this nature, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter, 35th verse, that Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna Paradharma Swadhunishtitats Swadharme Nidhanam Shreyo Paradharmo Bhayavaha. He says it is far better to act according to one's own nature than to act according to someone else's nature. Even destruction along one's own nature is better. Working according to another's nature is fearful. It's Bhayavaha. So by focusing on our individuality and developing our individuality, even if we don't get as much glamorized success as, say, someone in some other profession, we will actually get satisfaction. We will get fulfillment. And along with the satisfaction, we will actually make a tangible contribution. Even if the world's glamorization doesn't come, honor will come, satisfaction will come, contribution will come. And that is what matters in the ultimate analysis. Thank you. Hare Krishna.